This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you're an academic or somebody like me who spends a lot of time talking to academics, you're probably familiar with the personal websites a lot of them have. Academics, actually, and all kinds of other professionals, too, right? There's normally a little about section, a list of recent and perhaps not so recent accomplishments, areas of expertise, awards if they got them. They're kind of like advertisements, those websites are, for a person. But I saw one the other day that was not that. List of accomplishments? None. That's a quote. Core beliefs? Instead of leading, be a follower. Also a quote. Advice for young scholars? This one said, find co-authors who are smarter, more creative, harder working, taller, and preferably better looking than you are. Carl Aquino, a professor of organizations and society at the University of British Columbia. His was the name at the top of that page. Professor, welcome to the program. It's good to have you on.
It's good to be here.
So we should say at the outset here, just to establish your street cred, as it were, you are actually an accomplished scholar in your field, and yet you have this website that I don't even – would you describe it for me, please?
Sure. I guess I would describe it as a kind of amusement that I created many, many years ago, but also I suppose a kind of satirical statement about some things that I'd observed.
It's something that has to be seen to be believed, but I'll just read the first page here. It's the new official unofficial about me. Welcome to my updated official unofficial homepage. Since 2005, you are visitor number 3. I still have no idea why you've chosen to visit this site, but here are the things you can read about why you are here. What has Carl Aquino failed to accomplish? What advice does Carl Aquino have for young scholars, avid cyclists, expecting parents, and first-time homebuyers? How? Give me the backstory, would you?
Yeah, well, this website was created over 15 years ago. I wanted to kind of do a takeoff of some websites I had seen from fellow faculty, some of them which were rather lavish with self-praise. And I thought, my friend and I thought it would make, I had a friend I was working with at the time, is also a professor, and we thought this is kind of funny. Maybe we should make an antithesis of this kind of website and a suboptimally functioning academic. It's just meant to portray someone who doesn't appear to have anything together, but yet is still dispensing advice.
You know, what's funny is clearly it's a goof, right? But number one, you're making a point. And number two, you put a lot of thought into this.
Yes. Yeah, we did. I mean, it wasn't, I worked on it a bit over the years. But I have noticed, because I teach in a business school, I do encounter different students' websites from time to time. And the amount of self-aggrandizement that seems to go into a lot of these personal brands is actually an interesting phenomenon to study. But, you know, my website appears to have stood the test of time because people picked it up again. I don't know how. And I guess that's why you're talking to me now.
That is true. And, you know, we want to boost your brand, Professor. That's why we're here, right?
Well, thank you.
All right. So look, so satire aside, as a person who studies this stuff, right? I mean, you are a professor of organizations and society at UBC. What do you learn when you go and you explore the way people brand themselves here in the, you know, early 21st century?
I think part of my curiosity about it is the different motives. So there are obviously some instrumental motives. You want to present yourself in a positive light. Perhaps you'll get attention, you'll get opportunities. That said, I mean, I think it's also part of the ethos of our current culture to build a personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is building a false brand actually conducive to a life of psychological health and flourishing? I guess the jury's still out on that.
Yeah, there was a whole hue and cry in the journalism community just a number of months ago about journalists who build personal brands and whether that takes away from their work and what value it adds to the journalism that they do. So it's not, right? It's not just academia. It's freaking everybody out there.
Oh, yeah, I think this is a phenomenon that certainly 15 years ago was not at the level that you see now. And I do think that this is maybe just part of business as usual in the age of social media.
You're going to keep it up? I mean, there's no reason to take it down, right?
No, like I said, it seems to have had pretty good shelf life. And, you know, if it provides people with a little bit of humor and amusement. But I think if you read it, there's actually a deeper message in the whole thing that it's meant to illustrate The Vanity of Human Pretensions, that I think it does speak to, you know, how transitory our lives are, and perhaps attaching extreme self-importance to ourselves and our accomplishments may not be something that will necessarily bring the best out of us. And that's kind of a deeper analysis of it than probably most people will look at. But anyway, that was part of the motivation.
Look, I asked, and you gave a good answer. Professor Carl Aquino is a professor of organizations and society at the University of British Columbia. He is also, according to his website, the 56,651st most influential management thinker in the world. Professor, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Kai.